All right, let's talk about the current administration. Let's talk about policies that affect hunters. What concerns you the most?
Well, so I think obviously, you know, the attack on the Second Amendment, you know, it's not about, you know, your AR-15 or as Joe Biden would call it, you know, your AR-14. It's not about, you know, fully semi-automatic weapons as they also, you know, like to refer to it. I mean, it's just the continual, you know, sort of chip away. You know, I think that's a big stuff. I think you see a lot of the hunting organizations sort of, you know, functioning as green shields. Like they seem like they're really for hunting, but they're not really for hunting. They're not really conservationists. They're more like preservationists. You know, we want to save that land, but you can't really walk on it. You can't actually go use it. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's out there, you know, that's sort of interesting. And it all turns out to me, it feels like a lot of the stuff is just green decoy stuff. You know, they pick up issues, go after it, but, you know, whether it's, you know, say the wolf issue out west, and it's, you know, it doesn't seem like it's about preserving the wolf. It seems like it's literally about, you know, having enough wolves out there to thin the elk herd to make people lose interest in hunting because, you know, the guys I know that used to go to the Bob Marshall every year for 25 years, they go in 5 years in a row, and they don't even hear an elk. They certainly don't even see an elk. And, you know, and you start seeing the damage that's done. And to me, it feels like so many of these things that are out there, and even from some of the supposed pro-hunters, are just that sort of, you know, green decoy thing, chip away at the things that would create incentive to get into hunting. You saw, you know, some of the articles, of, you know, lately, you know, from, again, some of the bigger names, you know, is hunting colonialized and it's racist and, you know, and we should be against hunter recruitment because of resource. I mean, just like insanity. You know, designed to me that the end game is just that there would be no hunters left. And again, once you lose that sort of critical mass, once there's not enough to effectuate change or to change things at a voting block, that's when they go all in, Pat. That's when they say, hey, yep, guess what? Deer season no longer exists. This doesn't happen anymore because there's not enough people to support it. So it feels like it's like everything else, a gradual chipping away at your ability to do things, at your ability to get out there and you know, enjoy these things, to pass it on to the next generation, which is so critical for these things. And so, you know, it's a pretty scary battlefield right now.